Joel.
Clark Jennifer in Mississippi says, 4 months ago, my husband and I sold our house. We moved into a camper. Our goal in doing this was to use the money earned from the sale in order to pay off our debts. We have all but one debt now paid in full. All that's remaining is a $14,000 doctor bill. I'll be doubling up on this to have it paid off ASAP. Also, for the first time ever, we're in a position to really focus on saving more money. We have $2,300 in savings now, which for us is a lot. My question is this: what can we do in order to grow this money? I want to have a nice nest egg when we decide to purchase another home, and I love your show and I respect your advice.
First things first, I want to tell you how proud I am of you, that you have made such a giant sacrifice as a couple, that you're living in this camper to bring your costs down as low as you possibly can so that you get these debts out of your life. This is an amazing thing that most people psychologically could not bring themselves to do. And it's giving you control in your life as you're now living on substantially less than your income. You're freeing yourself from your debts, the anxiety they've caused and the cost they've caused. For what you're trying to do next, build up that reserve so that you can then have the down payment for your next house. You cannot invest that money. It can only be saved, because when you invest, you may find that money is at risk. The market will take a bad turn. You'll lose a lot of that money that you've worked so hard to build up a reserve up. So slow and steady and dull wins this race. And you're going to win, make no mistake, because of the discipline you're showing and how you're living your life right now. A simple savings account with an online bank is the right thing for you to do. You won't earn a lot of interest, but your money will be fully safe. And I am so excited for you, how you've been able to take control of your present and your future financially.